A group that supports people of varying abilities is bringing a new project to events in the Cape Breton Regional Municipality to help people who are overwhelmed by busy environments. Breton Ability has launched the Sensory Station Project, which is aiming to create spaces for people who can be overwhelmed in large social gatherings or at loud and busy events. The project is the result of a $7,000 grant from the credit union and debuted at a Making Waves concert at Sydney's Wentworth Park. Melissa Vickers is the executive assistant for Breton Ability and gave more details about the project.
So the Sensory Station Project is about helping more people enjoy community events. And it's a quiet space with sensory supports for anyone who might be feeling overwhelmed by noise or crowds or anything that's happening around them. So the idea is if someone just needs a few minutes to regulate themselves, they can come on into the tent, enjoy some sensory supports, and then go back to enjoy the event.
She discussed the specific supports that are available.
So we have some different things, such as weighted lap blankets. We have a rocking chair. We have some visual lighting, some tactile support. We have some soothing music and just low lighting just to kind of help people relax. So originally back in January, we started our Sensory Pack initiative at the Women's Under 18 World Hockey that was held at Center 200. And in those packs, we had things like earphones and fidgets, jewelry, and the packs were really successful. So, and a lot of people started asking questions about, you know, different kind of sensory supports and how they can help people at community events. So from that, we were like, well, what else can we do? And that's where the idea of the Sensory Station Project came from. So it gives people that might get anxiety or anything, or if they have autism or intellectual disabilities, that if they get overwhelmed at an event, they have a safe space that they can go back, regulate themselves, and then go back to enjoying the event.
Vickers discussed how the idea was developed.
It was kind of a team effort. So one of our behavioral interventionists, they took over looking over what kind of supports should be offered inside of the tent. So like fidget tools and visual supports. So they really helped shape the sensory supports that we're going to have available.
Breton Ability says the project also connects to the work happening across Nova Scotia through the provincial government's Human Rights Remedy, a 5-year agreement to support people with disabilities, including making sure they have the same opportunities to live and take part in their communities. Vickers spoke about what they hope people take away from the Sensory Station Project.
So we're hoping to raise some awareness around it. This is kind of our way of offering a spot for people to come out and enjoy community events, the same as anybody else.
She says they're hoping to bring the station to more events in the area. For Coast 89.7 News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Jacob Postlewaite.